In this bulletin, NATO leaders agree to send equipment to Ukraine to help protect it against a chemical weapons attack. Kurdish-Iranian journalist and refugee Behrouz Bouchani welcomes the refugee deal between New Zealand and Australia. And in football, the Socceroos suffer a grueling defeat to Japan in their bid to leapfrog into the World Cup qualifiers. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Hannah Kwon. Leaders meeting at the NATO summit in Brussels have agreed to send 40,000 more troops to Eastern Europe. Four new so-called battle groups featuring up to 1,500 troops will be deployed to Hungary, Bulgaria, Slovakia and Romania. NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg is warning Russia against mounting any chemical attack in Ukraine, saying the alliance is stepping up its defences against chemical and nuclear weapons.
So we are concerned, partly because we see the rhetoric and we see that Russia is trying to create some kind of pretext accusing Ukraine, United States, NATO allies for preparing to use chemical and biological weapons. Any use of chemical weapons will totally change the nature of the conflict. It will be a blatant violation of international law.
The group of seven major industrialized nations say they intend to take action to block Russian individuals and entities from evading sanctions and penalties. After the three-hour NATO summit in Brussels finished, G7 leaders stayed back for an hour-long meeting. In a statement, the group warns they could impose more severe embargoes. The United States and EU separately announced new sanctions on 400 Russian individuals and entities, including 300 members of Russia's parliament. US President Joe Biden says the US will also take in 100,000 Ukrainians, and $1 billion will be allocated for new humanitarian aid.
Putin was banking on NATO being split. My early conversation with him in December and early January, it was clear to me he didn't think we could sustain this cohesion. NATO has never been more united than it is today. Putin is getting exactly the opposite of what he intended to have as a consequence of going into Ukraine.
Kurdish-Iranian journalist and refugee Behrouz Bouchani, who is now based in New Zealand, has welcomed the refugee deal between Australia and New Zealand. 9 years after New Zealand first made the offer, the deal has been finalised. New Zealand is accepting up to 150 refugees a year for 3 years from the offshore detention centre on Nauru or those in Australia's detention system. Speaking to SBS News, Mr. Bouchani, who spent 6 years detained at the Manus Island Detention Centre in Papua New Guinea, says he hopes all asylum seekers and refugees detained in Australia's offshore and onshore detention system are included.
But I'm just worried about refugees who are not included or who are not, who remain, you know. And in the official statement, they didn't mention Port Moresby, refugees in Port Moresby, but I read a statement by UNHCR that they are going to do it. So hopefully that they include everyone and it is a big news.
Now to football, and the Socceroos will battle it out in the intercontinental playoffs after a pair of goals from Japan in the final minutes resigned the Australians to a dismal 2-0 defeat. The result guarantees the Socceroos will have to play a sudden-death game against another Asian team, followed by a do-or-die game against the fifth-place team in South America to qualify for the World Cup. Australia hasn't won against a South American team in over a decade. The defeat has extended a winless run against Japan to 9 matches and 13 years and was the first defeat in a live World Cup qualifier at home in over 40 years. Socceroos coach Graham Arnold, who tested positive to COVID-19 a day before he was due to enter the team's training camp and copped a $25,000 fine to breach isolation, says they've got to keep moving forward.
Yeah, look, it's obviously disappointing, but, you know, at the 87th minute, you know, 0-0 is still not good enough to qualify. So we opened ourselves up and we went 4 up front and, you know, we gave them too much space. And at the end of the day, they're a quality team and... they're probably the better team on the night.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 35 degrees. Adelaide, similar conditions, 24. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 21. Hobart, similar conditions, 23 degrees. Canberra, a shower or two, 23. Wollongong, showers, 21. Sydney, much the same, 23. Newcastle, showers as well, 23. Brisbane, also a shower or two, 29. Cairns, partly cloudy, 31. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm, 34 degrees. That's the latest SBS News. I'm Hannah Kwon.